Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, buenos dias, wherever you are. I don't know where you are, but I know that. It is your moment in motivation. It's time with Dr. J. Oh my goodness, it's so amazing to know that there are great people out there. And what's so amazing is to know that we have the opportunity to just live our lives, understand that we are masterpieces, we are created for a purpose. So I'm excited, I'm very, very excited to bring to you today the 15 Laws of Growth. Folks, it's just amazing, life is great, life is beautiful. I feel good, like that song says, I feel good all over. So it's Dr. J on the Empowerment Environment. This is the Cultivate Show, your moment in motivation, and I'm happy. I'm very happy to know that I can bring this to you and that you have the opportunity to bring it to someone else and keep sharing. Matter of fact, I'm going to be planning some live shows with some, doing interviews again. So you're listening and you want to be interviewing, you find that this platform works for you. And if you know anyone who will be interested in it, please certainly connect with me at www.cultivate.com or call at 954-802-8515. Because there's been so much growth going on with the Cultivate Training LLC. And within myself, just doing these shows and connecting with you all across the world, there is so much growth going on, and we certainly want to keep that going. And the idea behind life is living it for everyone. So if I'm growing and you're growing, let's share the growth. After all, that's what it's about. When it comes to the 15 laws of growth, we have to live them, and reach our potential. So today my goal is to talk about the 15 laws of growth, this time the law of design. The law of design. The law of design states that to maximize growth, one must develop strategies. I don't know about you, but what kind of strategies are you using that's helping you? What are you doing that's working out for you? There's so many things that's working out for me, and that's why I do the show. Because today, Jim Rohn says a very, very important thing, that if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what? They may have plan for you. How much? How much do they plan for you? Why would you let anybody make your plan anyway? And so the focus, just let me remind you, Cultivate Training LLC is growing. My big focus at Cultivate Training LLC is to really help people understand, to inspire and empower and motivate. That's the big plan. And so my goal is to get people to understand that they're destined with a purpose through faith if they believe they're a masterpiece and if they believe they're designed with a purpose. So let's talk about the law of design today, because the law of design is really going to be touching on some things that we need to do. Okay. So John Maxwell writes it really great. It's coming from the 15 laws of growth. There's some questions sometimes where we just have to reflect on those. What is your favorite time of year? Mine is all year long, right? But I love Christmas. Christmas is the best time of year, right? For me, is it when you celebrate your birthday? For some people, that's the biggest time. There's a pivotal moment for some people. Or is it when flowers bloom in the spring? Wow, I love springtime. I remember just one of my favorite vacations was right into the Pocono Mountains during the spring season. My goodness, if you want to see all the colors that God has created, then you'll see it in the mountains in the Poconos. Or maybe summertime for you. Maybe summertime. Summertime for me, especially New York City, was just one of the greatest time of year, because summertime, you get to take out your slippers, you put the car down, windows open. Oh, it's awesome. Or maybe when it's time when the children go back to school. I love that too, even though I love being with my kids. when they go back to school, you just kind of like get things back in order. Because when they're out of school, you got to plan and enjoy them. Maybe it's the beginning of the football season. I'm not a big football fan, but I know for the guys and some people who love it, it's a time of year. Or, you know, there's so many favorite times of year. So many favorite times of year. And so the question is, when I ask, what is your favorite time of year? Because when we think of the law of design, it says that to maximize growth, we have to develop strategies. And so we have all these strategies that we do and substitute to make sure that whatever our favorite time is, whatever we're enjoying, that we're very strategic. So now let's talk about some life lessons as we go along. Because when we think of the law of design, there are a lot of people that I know, they're just simply, you know, their lives are just going on. Life is happening for them. They're just going. They go, they come, they go, they come, they go, they come, they wait, they react. And before you know it, is that time goes by. But what I'd love to do when it comes to the law of design is to tell people we should be living life strategically. When I spoke to one of my John Maxwell partner, Mark Story told me that every day is intentional. And so I encourage you to have a strong sense of urgency and have your mind program set. You know, living intentionally, like I spoke about the law of intentionality, growth doesn't just happen. You know, it takes time. But when you're intentional, every day, when you wake up, you've got to be intentional about what you do. So as you plan and you develop strategies for your life and growth, I want to share some things with you that I think may be helpful when it comes to law of design. Because it's no sense just living, just going. You've got to have a purpose. You've got to have a passion. You've got to have something that makes you want to scream every day, something that you want to wake up and be hungry for. You ever wake up and you're like, oh, what am I going to do today? And you lag around and you go here, you go there, and you sit up and you lay down, and you sit up and you lay down, and oh, my God, the day is over. Or you can become very intentional, very strategic, and you wake up asking yourself, what will I do? What is my why today? Because so many people need us. But let me share some little helpful tips when it comes to the law of design. Because one of them is life is very simple, but keeping it that way is very difficult. Life is simple. Life is pretty simple. It's just a matter of knowing your values and making some decisions that's important based on those values and then managing your decisions day by day. We make decisions every day, but if we don't manage those decisions, we get stuck. I mean, at least in theory, the longer we live, the more we learn. I know that for sure. And the more we live, the more experience we get. And the more experience we get, the more knowledge we acquire. And as we acquire those knowledge, it should let life become simpler. But then, every reason, for some people, life gets really, really complicated. It gets really, really complicated for some people, and you wonder, what happened? Why? Let me share again with you what Jim Rohn states. If you don't design your own life, chances are you're going to fall into someone else's plan. And what will they have planned for you? Not much. My grandmother used to tell us that if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I don't think there's anybody out there trying to fail. Let's talk about the second thing. Designing your life is more important than designing your career. Some people will say, what? But Reese Witherspoon, you know, I love watching Reese Witherspoon. She says that many people worry so much about managing their careers, but really spend half of that energy managing their lives. I want to make my life, not just my job, but the best it can be, and everything else will work out. And that's the strategy right there. Manage your life. Manage your life. And then you say, well, how do I manage your life? The important thing is that if you plan your life well and then you do everything else, then your career is going to work itself out. And the problem we run into, and a lot of people run into, that they're not spending a lot of time planning their careers either. Some people just, you know, we just plan for the next vacation. When is the next vacation? And so some people are just focused on what's going to give them the best return. And the problem with that is that we just sit there and go, 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 go. And what you must understand is that if you don't believe you can succeed in your life in the long term, and the key word, the operative language here is believe. If you don't believe that you can succeed in your life in the long term, you're just not likely to give it any planning attention it deserves. We see what's happening nowadays. We see the economy changing. Some of our baby boomers are still working. People are working 70 and 75 years old because they didn't plan properly. They can't retire because they don't have much, and there's a whole other financial side that I'm not going to get into. But the bottom line is that you have to plan your life, because planning your life is about finding yourself, knowing who you are. And then once you know who you are, you start customizing your growth. You start designing your growth. And then you start creating blueprints for your life. And then you start applying it to your career. I have a great, a big poster. Well, not a big poster, but I have a little poster in my kitchen. And every day I wake up, I look at it. And it says that life is not about just finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. I remember in my speech to the University of Phoenix, I had over 7,000 people, and I told them that one thing. Life is not just about finding yourself. Instead, life is about creating yourself. And so the third thing I want to mention is that we have to stop thinking life is just a rehearsal. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's not a dress rehearsal. You know, Charlie Brown says, Peanuts, Charlie Brown, life is just too much for me. I've been confused from the day I was born. I think the whole troubles that we've been thrown into life too fast, we're really not prepared. Really? And then Linus responded to that in that whole cartoon, you know, one of those cartoons with Charles called, you know, Peanuts. He says, what did you want, a chance to warm up first? That's a good question. Are we looking for a chance to warm up to start living our lives? Before we start designing our lives, we want to warm up? There's no warm-up session for life. There's no dress rehearsal for life. But then we go about just acting like we need a dress rehearsal. We don't go and say, okay, I'm getting ready to live. All right, let's practice. No. Each one of us, we got to go on stage cold. You know, we got to go unprepared. We have to figure it out as we go along. And that's okay, because that gets messy. Sometimes we fail. We make a lot of mistakes. But here, we just got to give it our best from the very first start. You have to start somewhere. We've got to go and do what we've got to do to live. John Maxwell put it really great when he says that in life we don't know what we don't know, but we still have to go. I wish I had the chance to coach and teach any of you about life and growth and success and all of that stuff, because it's all about, you know, Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich says this very, very, very clear. Thoughts are things and things are thoughts. We think and we become. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Fred Allen says that you only live once, but if you work it right, once is enough. Is once enough for you? We don't get a rehearsal for life, folks. We have to do the best we can in the best moments we have. But we can learn from others who have gone before us. We can do that. We can learn a lot of stuff. I'm learning so much from Think and Grow Rich, from these great people like Ford, who had no education. He had no money, but he was hungry. He had the greatest thoughts, you know, like Mary Kay Ashley, who didn't have anything, but she had the greatest thoughts, and now she run one of the biggest makeup corporations. All these great people who just pick it up. Had great thoughts, Life is not a dress rehearsal. The fourth thing I want to mention is in planning your life, multiply everything by two. And then you're going to say, multiply everything by two. Let's talk about this, because John Maxwell puts this really great. Because when you look at your outlook on life, my outlook on life is, I'm just primarily optimistic, and as a result, expectations for myself and others tend to be rather unrealistic. You know, it's funny because how I've been, I'm a go-getter. In my household, I push. I do a lot of things. But I'm also teaching myself and my kids not to be a jack-of-all-trades and a master of none. And so what I've learned is that no matter what I do, thank God, I've been successful at it. And so now my teenager, she's pushing like me. And I'm saying to her, be careful, stay focused. Do one thing at a time. And she turned around and she threw it in my face. She said, Mommy, you did all these things. You were a mother. You were a wife. You work full time. You went to college. You did it all. So I can do it. And you know what? Step back. I had to step back. You know what? You're right, girl. You can do it. Because you're not a mother yet. You're not a wife yet. You're just a student. You live in a home. You're not paying any mortgage. You can do it. The thing is that sometimes we have a tendency to believe we can't. And that was just an eye-opening experience for me, because telling her to stay focused, she is focused, but she's doing a lot of things. But then she reminded me, I can do so many things with what I did. She can do it with just going to college and accomplishing her goals. But I've learned over the course of time that life is worth living. I've learned that the important things in life usually take longer than we expect. And sometimes it costs more than we anticipate. And that's a whole other issue when it comes to investing in ourselves. It does. But investing in yourself is what it takes to, you know, get personal growth. So you have to multiply things by two. John Maxwell has a little formula that he says that what he does is to compensate is multiply by two. If I think something would take me an hour to do, I plan for double to stay out of trouble. If I think a project will take a week to accomplish, I allow 2 weeks to accomplish it. If I think a goal will require $1,000 to fund, I'm setting aside $2,000. But while two isn't a magic number, two is a number that works. I don't know if it will work for you, but it works for me. So the idea behind multiplying everything by two is that two sort of infuses realism into the optimism that I have. And so what is it that you have to do? Some of us are impatient. Some of us have a lot of patience. But normally what I've seen is that a lot of people just desire things to come to them quickly and easily. And I know that we just want it. We want it now. We want it now. Give it to me now. Like the kids nowadays. There's, and so guess what? We want to have personal growth right away. It takes time. The secret isn't really want to want more or want it faster. Here's what I know. Put more time and attention into what you have and what you can do now. Allow yourself to grow slowly and get deep roots. Think about it. If you think of a squash vine or a tomato plant, right? They take weeks to grow. They do. And then guess what? Once the frost comes, that cold comes, they die. But if you think of it in comparison to a tree grows slowly over years, sometimes decades, and sometimes for centuries. And it produces fruits, again, for decades. And if that tree stays healthy, it stands up to storm, frost, drought, everything. Think about it. When you think of the same thing, think about your growth. Because as you develop those strategies for growth, you got to give yourself time. But it's not just time. It's also resources. You got to give yourself time. You got to give yourself resources. You've got to invest in yourself. Some people want to get it all, but they don't want to invest. But whatever seems reasonable to you, you got to then, guess what, multiply by two. And then if you start multiplying things by two, guess what? You won't be discouraged. You'll remain optimistic. Think about those things. The law of design. You have to maximize your growth. And to maximize your growth, you have to develop strategies. It's just like that. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson with your Empowerment Environment. I want to share with you that you are a masterpiece. You know, you've got to understand growth is important. There are a lot of systems in place, and we see a lot of things going on. There's systems and there's strategies. Michael Gerber says that system permits ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably. If you think about it, what is a system? Because some of us, we need a system to strategize, right? When we think of a system, it's like a process for predictable achieving a goal. It's based on specifics, it's orderly, it's repeated principles, it's practices, yeah. When we have system in place, what system does is that it leverages our time, our money, and our abilities. Systems are great for personal growth. Systems are also deliberate. They're intentional and practical. They work. Systems work. System work. If you have a system in place, that system will improve your performance. And so what will a life, if you're trying to live a life without any systems in place, you've got to face every task and challenge from scratch. You've got to have a system in place. System includes a lot of things. Because when you're talking about the law of design, you want to have most, you just want to make the most of your personal growth by getting the most out of every opportunity, every effort. You got to do it efficiently and do it as much as possible. Stephen Covey has a great way of looking at it. I love Stephen Covey. He talks about effective systems take the big picture in account. And he stated that we may be very busy. We may be very efficient, but we will work, work, work. But remember, we will also be truly effective only when we begin with the end in mind. When we begin with the end in mind, people who excel, folks, listen, people who excel, regardless of their profession, they develop systems to help them achieve the big picture. I'm learning that. I'm learning that fast. I have to have a system. You know, and a good example of that is with Muhammad Ali's preparation when he was getting ready for the fight Rumble in the Jungle. But this was Muhammad Ali getting ready to fight George Foreman. This was way back in October 30th, 1974. And we know that Muhammad Ali was a great athlete. He was the greatest, according to him. But guess what? Physically, he was no match for Foreman. George Foreman was ready. He was a powerful puncher. And people, for a minute during that fight, the Rumble in the Jungle, people didn't think Muhammad Ali had a chance to go up against George Foreman. And then you had some people like Joe Frazier and Ken Norton. They had beaten Muhammad Ali previously. And then, at the same time, George Foreman had knocked out both of those fighters in the second round. But guess what? Muhammad Ali figured out and he saw George Foreman's weaknesses. He saw that George Foreman was lacking staying power. Guess what he did? He figured out a system that would allow him to overcome the stronger boxer. And he called it, Muhammad Ali called it the rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope. And what he was doing was he was leaning back against the rope, shielding himself while Foreman pounded away, trying to knock him off, right? And just imagine he was leaning back and just allowing Foreman to get tired. Because remember, he recognized that Foreman did not have staying power. And Foreman was just throwing those punches. Can you imagine? And Ali was just letting them blow all over him. This was by the time they get to round 8, Foreman was worn out, just punching. And that's when Muhammad Ali dropped combination and reclaimed the heavyweight championship of the world. He had a system in place. Guess what, folks? If you're not enough, somebody else will. And it's not enough to be busy. It's just not enough to be busy. If you're busy planning, busy reading books and busy going to conferences, but they are targeted on the areas essential to your success, you're not helping yourself. We see people do that all the time. They go to conferences all year long. Conferences, ceremonies, reading books, buying books, all that good stuff. And as the saying goes, unhappiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. In what areas must you grow to achieve your purpose? Think about those questions. What is your big picture? What area do you have to grow? C.S. Lewis says that every person is composed of a few themes. What's your theme? What is your theme? And what systems can you develop to advance yourself in those areas today and every day? Those are good questions. You know what? When I was growing up, I read a lot of good books. I read good books and I read bad books. Oh, yes, I read some books that make you want to escape. But then as I grew up and I found out what my sweet spot is, I figured out that I love coaching, I love teaching, I love training. I want to develop myself. I stopped reading those books of pleasure, and I became very deliberate and started reading books that would help me in my area of strength. I do. I started reading John Maxwell books, became so attracted to John Maxwell and his work, and became a John Maxwell coach. I read Jim Rohn and Les Brown and Daryl Hardy and Think and Grow Rich and Napoleon Hill and As a Man Thinketh and The Secrets of Success of Growing Rich and just reading books. Reading books that, and people say, well, if I look at my shelf now, you're not going to find, well, maybe you'll find some of those pleasure books. But I've read them. But I'm reading books about coaching. I'm reading books, I'm watching YouTube videos. In our world of technology and social media, I read stuff that pertains to me, that's going to always help me. Today I was listening to Simon Sinek, The Power of Why. That's what I do. I get on and I find stuff that's going to keep me in my sweet spot, improve myself. What are you doing? What's your theme? And so when it comes to systems, right, systems take the big picture into account. Here's another thing about systems. Systems are good because effective systems make use of priorities. It does. Think about a system. What system would work for you? Because a system is of limited help to it's going to help you. It's limited help to you if it doesn't take into account your priorities. Brian Tracy says that perhaps the very best question you can memorize and repeat over and over is, what is the most valuable use of my time right now? Is the most valuable use of my time right now? And perhaps your answer to that question should shape any system you create for yourself. And you can even ask yourself, when is my most valuable time? Because you want to always make the most of it. I don't know when your valuable time is. Some people's valuable time is in the morning, in the afternoon, whatever works for you. What time is most valuable to you? Something to think about. And then make use of that time. Ask yourself, what systems do you need to put into place to help you maintain your priorities? And another great question is, and what people do you need to give responsibility to and power so they can help you? Here's another thing about systems. When it comes to the law of design, remember the law of design states that to maximize growth, one must develop strategies. To develop strategies, you've got to have some systems. Here's something else about systems.
include measurements. I love it. Because Jack Welch is a former CEO of General Electric, and he asserted that strategy is first trying to understand where you sit in today's world. It's not where you wish you were or where you hope you would be, but where you are. Then it's trying to understand where you want to be 5 years from now. And then finally, it's assessing the realistic chances of getting from here to there. Getting from here to there. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? What do all three of these actions, knowing where you are, where you want to be, and the chance of getting there, have in common? Think about those. It's all about measurement. Measurement. Effective systems include measurement. Any kind of progress, any kind of progress, is going to require an ability to measure. And for that reason, systems are great because your system must include a way to measure your results. Think about it. Where do you want to be? Where would business people be if they had no way of measuring their profit? Where would salespeople and marketing people and all those people be if they had no idea of how many leads turned into sales or how many people are responding to advertising? Where would they be? Think about the people who do sports. Where would sports teams be if they never knew the score of the game? So if you think about systems and how important systems are, measurement is key to improvement. If you want to improve, you got to be able to measure where you are, isn't it? In fact, measurement itself can even create improvement. Some researchers have found that they did some experiments in productivity with Hawthorne Works Plant, a small plant outside of Chicago. This was in the 1930s. And what they discovered in that research is that when people knew their work was being measured, their productivity increased. That's what they call the Hawthorne effect. You hear it all the time. If people know that they've been measured, their productivity increased because it's natural for people to want to succeed. And that's why measurement makes a difference. It enables you to set goals. What measurement does, it does, it's evaluating your progress. When it comes to measurement, it judges results and it diagnoses problems. And one of the greatest things you can do, if you want to stimulate your growth process, you have to evaluate the result of your growth. Build measurement in your system. Where am I now? How am I doing today? How am I doing tomorrow? How do I want to do next week? Systems are great because another thing about systems is that effective systems include application. That's a big guy right there, application. How are you applying yourself? How are you applying? Do you have a blueprint of where you want to be? William Danforth is the founder of Nestle Purina. We all drink Nestle milk and the different things. Yeah, I have kids, so we still use Nestle products. But he says that no plan is worth the paper it is printed on unless it starts you to do something. What kind of plan do you have? If you plan to fail, you fail to plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's basically it. What kind of playing field are you working on? What kind of playing field are you on? What kind of adjustments are you making? You know, a great question for you is, what are you going to do now? When you look at that playing field, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? See, it's not enough to have just a plan. Even though plan is important, but plan and action go hand in hand. It goes together. The plan creates the track. The action provides the traction. It just goes together. The plan creates the track. The action creates the traction. It goes together. So anytime you have a goal, but you think you won't be able to reach it, don't adjust the goal. Adjust the action steps. We have a tendency to adjust the goal and minimize the goal. It's not the goal that you want to adjust. You want to adjust action. And so people who develop systems, folks, systems that include an action step are almost always more successful than people who don't. Even less talented people with fewer resources accomplish more if they develop the habit of taking action. I had to develop that. Action. It's all about action. Here are some questions that you could probably ask yourself every day. Every time you learn something new, where can I use this? When can I use this? Who needs to know this? I'm getting ready to do the human behavior assessment training for the DISC profile, and that's the question I'm asking myself. Who do I need to call to tell somebody when I get back that I need to get with that organization to start training? Where can I use it? When can I use it? And who needs to know this? Let me just share with you one other one, because effective systems employ organizations. There's a sign out there that says, we've got it if you can find it. We've got it if we can find it. So the number one time waster for most people is looking for things that are lost. That's it. Think about it. The number one time waster for most people is looking for things that are lost. Time. Time is money. Time is money. Time is money. Time is money. Time waits for no man. Time waits for no man. My grandmother said, time waits for no man. Hurry up, girl. Time waits for no man. Think about it. Time has a way of getting away from most people, and yet time is what life is made of. Time every day. Time waits for no man. Time is money. Procrastination is the killer of time. I remember those, my grandmother's. I'm a grandmother girl, right? See, everything we do requires time. Yet many people take it for granted. We take it so for granted. How you spend your time is more important than anything. It's more important than how you spend your money. Because money mistakes can be corrected. You take it back to the store if you buy the wrong thing. But once time has passed, it's gone. You know, I'm still working on being organized, honestly. Let me be very honest now. Organized, but when I do get organized, ooh, I feel good, I feel powerful, because being organized gives a sense of power. See, when you know your purpose and your priorities and you have ordered your day, your week, or year according to them, you have so much clarity going on. And when you have clarity of thought, you feel strong. It strengthens you. It strengthens everything that you do. And what happens is that you develop an efficiency that helps you to follow. Do everything. Being organized gives a sense of power. It does. You have to have a system that gets you organized. Here's another one. Because systems promote consistency. It does. A lot of us struggle with being consistent. There's a journalist, Sidney Harris, and he says that an idealist believes the short run doesn't count. A cynic believes the long run doesn't matter. But a realist believes that what is done or left undone in the short run determines the long run. Interesting. And so what that's basically saying is that, in other words, if you want to succeed in your long run, you must learn to be consistent day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out. We talked about the law of consistency the last time. You can't change your life. Matter of fact, I told this to my audience at the commencement sermon at University of Phoenix. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of our sexist funnel, daily agenda. What kind of system do you have? Because any system you develop needs to promote consistency, and you have to follow it consistently. What does it take to develop consistency? That's what it takes. It takes a system, and it takes discipline to follow through. It does.
What kind of system do you have in place? Think about it. What kind of strategies that you have in place? This is Dr. Sharon Johnson with your Empowerment Environment. Connect with me at www.cultivate.com. Check me out on the John Maxwell site at www.johnmaxwellgroup.com/Sharon Johnson. Coaching, training, speaking, I am available at 954-802-8515. I enjoy talking about this stuff. I even enjoy more teaching this stuff. As you develop and as you seek to develop these strategies to maximize your growth, you start to find some principles that will stand the test of. Don't try to customize and adopt someone else's principles as your own. Customize them to yourself. Use your own system to build your strength and reach your goals. Remember that, as Jim Rohn said it, if you're going to work on your goals will go to work on you. If you go to work on your goals will go to work on you. If you go to work on your plans will go to work on you. Whatever good things we build end up building us. That is the power of the law of design. That is the power of it. What is your big picture? I enjoy doing this stuff, and you can apply it to your life. In order to apply this to your life, you got to start taking some time out to assess your life. Assess which areas of your life receive the most of your strategic planning. Think about your career, your faith, your family, your health, your hobbies, marriage, personal growth, vacation. Have you been strategic in your approach to designing strategies and systems for your life? Begin developing some systems for yourself that will maximize your time and increase your efficiency. Some of list of areas where you desire to improve or experiencing a problem or sensing an opportunity. And then you ask yourself, when you create that system, which is the big picture, will that system help you to reach your big picture goals? Many people who try to develop strategies for their life and growth make them too complicated. Folks, don't make it complicated. Any system you develop should be simple and straightforward. Be simple. Keep it simple. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. That's all I'm going to say to you when it comes to law of design. But if you don't design your own life, chances are you're going to fall into somebody else's plan. Or you could fall into my plan. This is Dr. Sharon Johnson, your host of the Come to Age Show with your Empowerment Environment. Listen, if you're looking for someone to start any training, coaching, speaking within your organization, tell a friend, share the show with someone, because, you know, it's all about sharing. This platform has been beneficial to so many people. I'm so glad I did it. I'm so glad I did, because somebody shared something with me, and I went forward, stepped into my greatness, took a chance. I didn't know anybody when I started the Come to Age Show. I didn't even know what I was doing when I started the Come to Age Show. Obviously, I could see my growth, not only in the show and the quality of show that I now bring to you, but also in the number of people that's downloading. And I appreciate you. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for sharing this across the world. My goal at Come to Age is to inspire, empower, and motivate. That's my why. Why do I do the show? To inspire, to empower, and motivate. I want people to know that they are destined with a purpose through faith. I want people to believe that they're masterpieces and that we can maximize our potential and recognize God's plan for us. That's my goal. That's all I ask, for you to step into your greatness. Do it today. Do it for you. Be bold and beautiful. Stay fabulous. Stay beautiful. Stay motivated. Remember, you can always connect with me at www.cultivate.com or visit me at www.johnmaxwellgroup.com/Sharon Johnson. And if you want to make a phone call, it's 954
8025. Goodbye.